You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday urged representatives of different religions to foster a peaceful encounter of believers and genuine religious freedom. He was speaking to some 200 representatives of religious communities, including Muslims, Buddhists, Jews, and Hindus, gathered in the Vatican for an interfaith audience. Calling upon those present to clearly condemn violence, conflicts, abductions, and terrorist attacks that profane God's name and sully the religious quest of mankind, Pope Francis appealed for peaceful dialogue among believers and urged them to foster true religious freedom.
Siano condannati in modo chiaro questi atteggiamenti iniqui che profanano il nome di Dio.
Religions, he said, must be wombs of life for humanity. And he reflected on the soon-to-end Year of Mercy, saying that mercy extends also to the world around us, to our common home, which we are called to protect and preserve from unbridled and rapacious consumption. Pointing out that in today's hectic and forgetful world, we need the oxygen of gratuitous and life-giving love, he said, we thirst for mercy, and no technology can quench that thirst.
E non vi è tecnologia che possa dissetarlo.
The Pope also told those present that a common commitment is needed for an education to sobriety and to respect, to a more simple and orderly way of life. But above all, he urged all religions to embark on a road of dialogue and reject the aimless paths of disagreement and closed-mindedness. May it never happen again, he said, that religions, because of the conduct of some of their followers, convey a distorted message that is out of tune with that of mercy. Our responsibility before God, humanity, and the future is great, he concluded. It calls for an unremitting effort and challenges us to undertake a path together for the good of all. I'm Linda Bordoni.